Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
Well, March Madness has begun. It began yesterday afternoon with a string of wild interviews by Sam Nunberg, with commentators trying to talk him down off the ledge, even people on the left. You know, they're trying to... He gave them some juicy sound bites, and we're going to tell you how the mainstream media, the legacy media, ABC, CBS, and others, reacted to these little tidbits, running with them as if they were breaking serious news. But we're going to put this in context. We've got a lot of clips to play for you of Sam Nunberg going from one interview to the other. I think he had like seven interviews. I don't know if that even counted all the different print interviews that he gave in addition to the television interviews. But we got a lot of clips of the TV interviews. Yeah, it's the Game of Thrones. But now it's getting totally crazy. He was very angry yesterday. Meanwhile, we have North Korea making an agreement with South Korea, they say. After a historic meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with senior Korean government officials for the first time and said it is, quote, his firm will to vigorously advance inter-Korean ties and to pursue reunification. A 10-member South Korean delegation, led by their National Security Office head, traveled to North Korea on Monday. And what they're saying is, this is what's come out of the conference. They said they don't really have any need for nuclear weapons if we can get a security guarantee. They said what they're afraid of is the United States. So as they're looking at this, they said Pyongyang and Seoul, the two capitals, agreed to bilateral negotiations to be scheduled for next month. In a press release, they said the South and North have agreed to set up a hotline between their leaders to allow close consultations and a reduction of military tension, while also agreeing to hold the first phone conversation before the third South and North summit. And then we have U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying that, well, he's open to talks to Pyongyang, yet he issued a reminder that Washington will not deviate from its policy of using a big stick. We're not using a carrot to convince them to talk. We're using large sticks, and that is what they need to understand. This pressure campaign is having its bite on North Korea, to which they replied, and actually this is a commentary from RT, Washington has long been rejecting a roadmap presented by Moscow and Beijing to bring some kind of solution to the Korean crisis. Dubbed a double freeze plan, the proposal envisioned U.S. and regional allies halting its drills in exchange for North Korea stopping development of missiles and missile tests. Both Russia and China have a vested interest and not seeing a sanctions or even a military exchange send a massive flood of refugees into their country. They've already been dealing with this in China. And they don't have a DACA program in China. When people come in to their country illegally, they're thrown out. But it has also created a bit of a problem for them. Russia has had to move large amounts of military patrols to the border, something the American government, even under President Trump, refuses to do to protect our borders from the people coming through from Mexico, including the drug cartels, where more people have been killed by small arms fire, machetes, hatchets, and so forth, hung from bridges. More people have been killed in Mexico's drug wars than have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, several times more in the last year or so. Yet we refuse to put any kind of military control to defend our borders. Instead, we are trying to start nuclear war, trying to overthrow regimes throughout the world and continue with 7, 8, 9, who knows what the number is, because they won't tell us. It's none of our business, is it? The military-industrial complex has got a business to run, and it's a private business, and they don't really care whether or not we know what they're doing in order to sell missiles. So we're going to talk about this. And then, in a hint of irony, we have Moscow saying the U.S. is trying to interfere in Russian elections. Well, of course they are. They interfere in everybody's elections. That's not even a question. Question is, can they do it effectively? Probably not. Probably no more effectively than Russia interfered in our elections. And we'll talk about the revelations of Sam Nunberg when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, perhaps some good news, as I pointed out at the top of the hour. North and South Korea are talking, seriously talking. A delegation of 10 people went from South Korea to North Korea, Pyongyang, to talk about what they could do to de-escalate what is happening there. And they said they're going to set up a hotline and so forth, but they've put out a proposal saying that if the U.S. will stop these drills that are making them afraid, they said, then they said they will stop the nuclear programs that they have there. Certainly hope that happens. People in South Korea don't want to see a war, even a conventional war, let alone a nuclear war. And as I pointed out, Russia and China have been trying to get the U.S. to de-escalate the tensions, the drills on the border, because even with sanctions, they don't want to have people coming into their country. Unlike America, the Chinese actually have had a large illegal immigration program into their country, and they've done something about it. They don't have a deferred action program. There are no DACA arrivals in China from North Korea. They send them home pretty brutally, quite frankly. They don't give them a free education. They send them home. And the Russians have moved massive amounts of troops to their border to protect from illegal aliens coming in from North Korea. It could be a massive flood of millions, they believe, you know, kind of like here in the West, where we invite them in. Our globalist masters want to see that happen. This is a military issue, protecting your borders. I don't understand why the United States government doesn't see that. Why can't President Trump fund the wall out of the NDAA? They put everything in there, every kind of tyranny in there. Indefinite detention without trial by the military, that was stuck in there. They put things that are totally unrelated to even to the military or to national defense, and yet they refuse to put a border wall in there. They refuse to bring troops home from the innumerable wars. I don't know how many wars we've got. I've lost count. We've been at war now since 2001. With more than a half dozen countries. When will it ever end? Never. Not until we change government more radically than we have. And we can't bring troops home to protect our border. No, we're going to be invading other countries, bombing other civilian populations like in Syria because we want regime change. We're going to bring them democracy. How about that? How does that democracy? You think they want what we've got when they see us invading their country? We can't and won't protect our borders, and yet we're going to go fight everybody in the world. That's our military-industrial complex. All right, let's talk about the March Madness that erupted yesterday. Sam Nunberg, as part of that, and we'll get into the whole Game of Thrones update here. We haven't done that for a while. What's going on with all the Mueller investigation, some updates with this. But the amazing thing was Sam Nunberg, former Trump aide, as they point out on PJ Media, a wild whirlwind tour yesterday. Yeah, it was. He went on 7 interviews, and I think that's just the video interviews that he did, not counting the press, the print press that he gave interviews to. And you're not going to believe how the mainstream media jumped on the nonsense that this guy put out. Aaron Burnett on CNN said, are you drunk? This is how crazy it was. She says, actually, I smell alcohol on your breath. Here's that clip.
What? people in the White House were saying about you.
Yeah.
Talking about whether you were drinking or on drugs or whatever they had happened today. Talking to you,
yeah.
I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
Well, I have not had a drink.
You haven't had a drink, so that's not.
No.
So I just, because it is the talk out there, again, I know it's awkward, let me just give you the question so you can categorically answer that.
My answer is no, I have not.
Anything else?
No.
What other drugs are you on?
No. Besides my meds.
Okay.
Antidepressants, is that okay?
No, I'm just trying to understand.
Well, look, they can say whatever they want. I don't really care. What, once again.
Besides my antidepressants, you mean my meds? Am I off my meds? Did I change? You know, hey, look, she's probably lucky if he's taking antidepressants and meds. She's probably lucky he didn't come into the studio with a gun and hold everybody hostage. This is what we typically see, the people who are on antidepressants changing the medication level or whatever came up with this. I don't know. Was he sleepwalking through this, trying to take himself hostage? I don't know. But then he goes on to talk about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, somebody he never even worked with, as far as I know. Here's that clip.
Before, well, and especially with somebody
when you
like
say people are upset. I think, and I'm going to speak to you as an
yes,
interviewer,
sir.
But also as a human being. I think there's two reactions right now. I think some people are worried about you, and they're worried about what you're doing. I think other people are upset because we just showed the White House, which doesn't want to comment on this, responding to you. So clearly,
Sarah should shut up.
Frankly. Clearly, you're in the eye of a storm.
Sarah should shut up.
Let me ask you this.
She's a terrible communicator.
Let me ask you this.
By the way, her presidential person she defends every day, he has a 35% approval rating. She should shut her mouth.
Let me ask you the important question.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And I'm warning her, by the way, to shut her mouth.
Do you understand that you have a legal obligation to comply?
Yeah, I have a legal. Technically, I have a legal obligation. But Robert Mueller and the team is going to have to decide.
I mean, did he grab the other guy's coffee in that clip? I'm not really sure what's going on here. He's telling Sarah Huckabee Sanders that she needs to shut up. I think it's pretty amazing when you see all of these different left-wing media groups trying to do an intervention for this guy. It's like, tell us some juicy stuff, but you're going too far. Pull it back. You're going to lose your credibility. You gave us some stuff that we could really use and spin. There he is. He got the other guy's coffee. They backed that up. He reached across the desk, grabbed the cup that was across the desk, which I think was the other guy's cup, and started drinking from that. And then he has this to say about Corey Lewandowski. Wants to meet him in a dark alley. Let's play that clip.
No. And I'm feeling kind of, I want to see what Mr. Mueller does. It's never been done before. Once again, and here's where we go, where you're very fair about this. I think that there is hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's two separate rules for Democrats and Republicans. I want to see if they're going to do something to me about this after the way they treated Hillary Clinton during the Comey investigation. Let's see it.
Let me ask
why
you
Carter Page? I mean, Ari, look at this. Corey, do you think I talked to Corey on November 1? I despise Corey. If I could find Corey in an alley, it wouldn't be very nice.
Well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he went on Katie Tour's MSNBC show. He went on Gloria Borger on CNN. He's talked to Bloomberg. He went on Ari Melber's show at 6 p.m. And it was actually showing some pity for him. He brought on a legal expert to offer advice for Nunberg, who said, "I think your family wants you home for Thanksgiving. I hope you will testify." Let's play another clip of him on MSNBC. Let's roll video clip number 4.
I'm going to bring in a former federal prosecutor who also has expertise on this, but let me ask you this question. Does your lawyer think what you're doing now tonight is a good idea?
I have no idea. I think he may have dropped me, frankly. I don't know. I definitely know my father doesn't like it, and my father is one of my co-counsel.
I think your family wants you home for Thanksgiving, and I hope you will testify.
Here's the thing, though. Isn't this ridiculous?
No, it's not ridiculous, Sam.
Is it November?
So not ridiculous.
November 1, 2015. I talked to Steve Bannon and Roger 15 times a day from November 1 to 2015.
Well, talking to them in emails are two different things. So they could subpoena your phone records as well.
And they're more than welcome to.
And then there was Jake Tapper, who also tried to talk him down off of the ledge as he's out there basically committing, trying to commit legal suicide, I guess, and go to jail. Here's a clip of Jake Tapper.
I'm guessing that there will be repercussions if you tear up that subpoena and refuse to cooperate, and we want to hear your side of it.
Do you think I should cooperate with you? Should I spend 80 hours going over my emails, Jake?
If it were me, I would. I mean, if you're just asking my opinion, just because it sounds like a pain, but he is the special counsel, and he does have the law arm of the law.
But why do I have to produce every email?
He is super angry at Mueller, and he is taking it out on every news outlet yesterday. But we're going to look at the reactions. You saw the breakdown there. We're going to look at how seriously CBS and ABC took that. It is sad.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the alpha power and the pollen block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the silver bullet, colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we're going to go back and take a look at what was going on with Sam Nunn, number. And it's really sad to see him break down. And so what is the issue here? I mean, has he had enough from Mueller? He's very angry at Mueller. Aaron Burnett said, you smell like you've been drinking. I haven't been drinking. Am I taking meds yet? I'm taking antidepressants and so forth. Was it the drugs? Was it drink? Was it just anger and frustration with being used by this guy, Mueller, and the special prosecutor? I mean, as I listen to people, why is it that this investigation can go on forever? We can't stop this. There's no limitation on it. He can spend millions of dollars. He can do this the entire 8 years of a Trump administration if President Trump gets elected. There's nothing that stops him. Why? Well, because there's no controlling law here. They don't have a special prosecutor law. Go back and look at the one that we had before that expired in 1999. Nobody wanted it because these things always turn into a witch hunt, an investigation of one man and not a crime. And that's what this has turned into. But if you go back and look at the terms of it, it had some, when we had a law, we don't now. This is just a special prosecutor dictatorship because the investigation or the law is in his mouth. He does whatever he wishes. He's not accountable to anybody. There's no process defined for accountability. There's no process defined for an endpoint. It's like, how in the world did Jeff Sessions allow this to happen? Doesn't he know that there's no special prosecutor law? He's the attorney general. He's the chief lawyer in the country. Why doesn't he know about this? It's under the 1999 law that expired, and there hasn't been one to replace it. If he had evidence of a crime, then he would take it to the attorney general, and the attorney general would say, okay, it looks like you got evidence of a crime. It looks like this is a crime that we cannot handle internally because of a conflict of interest or whatever. So we will appoint a special prosecutor, but the attorney general would not appoint the special prosecutor. He would appoint a 3-judge panel. The 3-judge panel would appoint the special prosecutor, and then the special prosecutor would report back on a regular basis to that 3-judge panel and say, here's where I am with the investigation. Here's why it should continue to go on. He doesn't have to report to anybody. It's just created out of thin air, being run by an Obama holdover, Rosenstein, who also worked with the Clintons. This whole thing stinks to the high heavens, and I don't understand why people don't focus on the fact that there is no legal authority for any of this stuff. As Al Gore said, we have no controlling legal authority here. We can do whatever we want, and they're doing whatever they want and continuing this forever. Let's go back and play that Jake Tapper clip again, because it really is sad. You see the people in these, again, 7 interviews that he did, and the people are trying to talk him down from this ledge. What put him there? Is it meds or alcohol, or is it Mueller himself who has driven him to this point? Here's Jake Tapper again, trying to talk him off of the ledge.
I'm guessing that there will be repercussions if you tear up that subpoena and refuse to cooperate and we want to hear your side of it.
Do you think I should cooperate with you? Should I spend 80 hours going over my emails, Jake?
If it were me, I would. I mean, if you're just asking my opinion, just because it sounds like a pain, but he is the special counsel, and he does have the long arm of the law.
But why do I have to produce every email? I talk to Steve Bannon and Roger Stone 8 times a day. Do you know what I mean? Why do I have to go over it? Why do I have to send every email?
Sometimes
like
life and special prosecutors are not fair, I guess. I would cooperate were it me.
Sometimes
but,
not
you know,
fair.
I'm a different breed of cat. Sam, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Jake, I'm definitely the first person to ever do this, right?
Say that again?
I'm definitely the first person to ever do this. That's why I'm not saying I'm not cooperating.
You're the first one I've ever spoken with who's ever done it.
Okay, thank you very much.
That much is true.
Well, Sam Nunberg probably needs some counseling and some legal advice. Maybe he doesn't want to take my legal advice. And this isn't any legal advice, but I tell you what, if I was in his position, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore. Go full Howard Beale on these people, which is basically what he was doing. As Beale said, everybody knows how bad it is. I don't have to tell everybody how bad it is. Everybody knows it's bad. And we're fed up. And where is your legal authority? Where's your legal authority? That's what I'd be shouting. I'm fed up. Where's your legal authority? Show me the law. Do we have a law, a nation of laws anymore? No, we don't. They don't care what the law is. They don't care if we have due process, do they? No due process for the president. No due process for you. Not with your guns, not with your property. They just take it. Civil asset forfeiture. That's finally coming up, by the way. We might talk about that later today. Finally coming up for decision before the Supreme Court. But in a strange way, not really talking about convicting somebody before you steal their stuff, but saying, well, maybe you're taking too much stuff. Maybe this is an excessive fine. It's like, well, any fine is excessive if you're not guilty, right? Isn't that right? Isn't that what we're talking about with civil asset forfeiture? It's nothing but rogue theft by our so-called law enforcement agencies who, like the special prosecutor, don't have any law. They don't care what the law is. They don't care when they're expressly prohibited from taking people's property unless they convict them of a crime. But let's go with one more clip here from Sam Nunberg. And this is where he's talking about his frustration with the demands of Mueller. He said, I've already spent 80 hours working on this stuff because they got my emails. Why are they putting me through this? Here's that clip.
And it's onerous. The issue is, why is the government asking for my communications when they know they're casual and they know that I did not collude and we did not collude with Russians?
Let me try to be fair.
That's the persecution.
The short answer for me is, I don't know because I'm not inside the probe, but let me put it this way to you. Are you aware that they may already have all of that?
I think they do. But they definitely had Roger Stone's emails.
And so one of the
They asked me questions about Roger and me that they would only have had Roger's emails.
The questions they asked you in your previous interview suggested they were already reading.
So they're trying to entrap him,
Roger Stone,
like they did
Flynn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that goes to a point that Preet Bharara, who I'm sure you've heard of, the federal prosecutor.
Very nice guy. I like his podcast, by the way.
Well, this is what he said in response to...
Yeah, connected with the Clintons deeply.
I'm prepared to bet Special Counsel Mueller's team already has Nunberg's emails. Even if you have them from other parties or from the service provider, you ask for them anyway. Among other things, you learn a lot when people selectively disclose. And so, wait, this is an important question, Sam. Don't you think it's possible that what they're testing here is not against you, assuming you would completely comply, but against other people if they withheld incriminating emails?
Here's what I would say, Ari.
Yeah, the whole thing's an entrapment process.
Is like a surrogate father. He's like my father.
You feel loyal to him.
And I'm not going to go in there for them to set up a case against Roger. Roger did not do anything. Roger and I were treated like crap by Donald Trump. Okay? The fact that I was fired for Facebook posts, which were fine, racially insensitive. Do you think that would have cost us a vote?
Well, and you and I spoke about that, and you actually apologized for that.
I apologized for it.
So I know that history.
And then, and then Trump was ready to let Corey fire Roger.
And those are old.
Okay, so that's what he's saying. He says this whole thing is a process to try to entrap Roger Stone. This whole thing is a process to try to entrap anybody around President Trump. And this whole thing is a process that has absolutely no basis in law. It is a witch hunt. It is a political vendetta. It is an attempted coup. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the absurd way that the mainstream media reacted to what he had to say. We'll be right back with David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. The last couple of segments, we've been playing clips from the wild night that Sam Nunberg had. As I pointed out, you know, was he driven over the edge by alcohol, by meds or whatever? He's on antidepressants. Clearly, that's what he said. Clearly, he's under a lot of pressure. Who is that pressure coming from? It's coming from a special prosecutor who has no legal authority for what he's doing. There is no end to it because there's no definition of what this is. It's a special prosecution without any legal beginning, no legal justification, because we don't have a special prosecutor law. This goes beyond whether or not there was evidence of a crime, whether or not they rigged this. It's like, show me where there's authority for a special prosecutor. They let it expire in 1999 because they said it was a witch hunt. When they put the law in, it had a sunset clause in it. They took it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, all right, this is something we haven't done before. But 8-1, they said it was going to be allowed. The one dissent was Antonin Scalia. He said this will turn into a witch hunt, and it did. In 1999, nobody in either party wanted to continue the special prosecutor law. They shut it down. And so now we've got a special prosecutor operating without any legal basis whatsoever and destroying people's lives. And this guy, regardless of what happened to Sam Nunberg, this is what they're after. And so now, after the statements that he made, very upset about the fact that Mueller is requiring him to go in and spend weeks. So I've already spent over 80 hours trying to pull through emails that he wants me to. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to be this guy's slave. I'm not going to go through this. And they said, well, you better go. They're going to put you in jail. I said, I don't care. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be this guy's slave. He says, you already got my emails. He knows what the stuff is out there. And the guy says, well, you know, trying to get the clip I just played for you. Trying to go through this, sometimes they may not be interested in what's actually in the emails, but what you or somebody else like Roger Stone turned over to them. That's what the guy's suggesting. He goes, oh, yeah, I think you're trying to get Roger Stone. I think they're trying to frame Roger Stone. I'm not going to be a part of that, said Sam Nunberg. So then you got CBS Evening News, ABC World News Tonight. As newsbusters.org points out, they curated some of these comments about this. They said the networks go gaga for wild Nunberg speculation about Trump collusion. They were all about this. They kicked off their programs with this. And here's what they said. CBS, former Trump campaign aide believes investigators have evidence the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians, but Nunberg refuses to appear before a federal grand jury. Totally lacking the context of what we saw there. A man driven to despair and anger and saying, I'm not going to be used by the special prosecutor anymore. In other words, they say, well, you know, he thinks that there's something there. He thinks there's collusion with Trump, and he's going to stonewall for Trump or whatever. He's going to try to continue in this massive cover-up. That's the way they spin it at CBS. ABC's anchor David Muir said Sam Nunberg today on live TV saying he will burn the grand jury subpoena he received from Mueller rather than turn over the documents he has demanded, saying, let him arrest me. But Nunberg then went on to make those bold suggestions about his former boss, what he says Donald Trump allegedly knew. Then you have ABC's chief justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, said this is a stunning suggestion about Trump and collusion. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt said this is a fascinating twist in the Russian investigation. Tonight, defiant and digging in, Sam Nunberg, on and on and on. You get the idea, right? They hype this. This is one man's screaming frustration at this process. And again, talking about whether or not there is some kind of drinking issue, as the Daily Beast points out there, what Aaron Burnett had said. But here's the way they started their broadcast on CBS Evening News. They play a clip from Sam Nunberg. He says, Mueller thinks that Trump is a Manchurian candidate. And then Paul Reed says, well, the former Trump campaign aide believes investigators have evidence that the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians, but Nunberg refuses to appear before a federal grand jury, calls several media outlets this afternoon to explain why he will defy a subpoena from special counsel Robert Mueller. So to say that Mueller thinks that Trump is a Manchurian candidate is not to say that Trump is the Manchurian candidate. What Nunberg is saying is that Mueller thinks he is, or at least says he thinks he is. So then they use that to try to spin that to say, here's evidence from somebody who used to work for Trump that Trump really is the Manchurian candidate. There we go. Let's continue this investigation. Again, as I said, this is, when I look at these interviews, my general impression is that this is like Howard Beale on a network, just saying, cracking under the pressure, the frustration, and just saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. I mean, that's really what he is saying. I feel sorry for him. I mean, he's being persecuted. All these people are being persecuted. You've got a special prosecutor who can go through every detail of your life And just look at what they did to General Flynn. We're going to look at that in just a moment. Carter Page responded to Nunberg. He said, some people have been intoxicated for a year and a half. He said, went on Hannity. Hannity asked him about the statement from Nunberg, where he told Jake Tapper on CNN that Carter Page was colluding with the Russians. Carter Page then told Sean Hannity on Fox News, there's been a lot of people that have been quite intoxicated for over a year and a half now, so nothing new here. And then today, after yesterday, Nunberg says, well, I'll probably cooperate. He had said yesterday, he said, I'm not going to cooperate with Mueller. It's a fishing expedition. That's absolutely true. And he told that to Bloomberg News. That's a print interview, not a a video interview, I believe. He said, they want me in there for a grand jury for testimony about Roger Stone. He didn't do anything. What is he going to do? His investigation is BS. Trump did not collude with Putin. It's a joke. But it's a joke that the mainstream media is trying to play on you as well. You just heard me talk about how CBS and NBC and these other outlets were putting this out there. He thinks that Trump is a Manchurian candidate. Oh, so Trump must be the Manchurian candidate. And he's saying what he really says is Trump did not collude with Putin. It's a joke. They don't put that out there. They try to spin it. They try to spin his frustration as if he's got some kind of a new revelation about President Trump. And then he went on to say also, his investigation is BS, as I pointed out. Now, we've got, as they're trying to revive this failing investigation, which has nothing. I mean, you've got Mueller has indicted some Russians. What a joke that is. What a joke that is. You look at the amount of money that they spent on Facebook. Hillary Clinton's campaign spent 1,000 times that amount of money on Facebook. And if Hillary Clinton couldn't win with 1,000 times it was allegedly spent by some Russians trolling the election, it's absolutely inconsequential. And yet, you've got all these Russians indicted. And Vladimir Putin laughs. Of course, he says, we're never going to extradite these Russians to Mueller. Why would it? What a joke that is. It's a pathetic joke. But it's an effort to try to keep this thing going, to try to give it legitimacy. And now we got Christopher Steele coming out again, once again, alleging that there were Russian agents within the Democrat Party now that were involved in hacking the Democrat National Committee. Oh, this is kind of interesting, coming out of Gateway Pundit. So that's a little bit different to say that the Russian agents and the digital attack involved agents who within the Democrat Party structure itself. So this is a major change from what they've been telling everybody. But it goes back to the reality of what really happened. We've had William Binney and many others tell us, no, it was an inside job. People who were upset about how Hillary Clinton bought the DNC and then rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. We've had WikiLeaks say, we didn't get this from any state actors. You had William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, say, it wasn't hacked from the outside. You had a former British ambassador said, I went to America to have this handed to me by a whistleblower. And now Christopher Steele is saying the DNC, quote unquote, hack was really people inside the Democrat Party.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we're going to put a bookend on the anger and frustration of Sam Nunberg here with a little bit of a reality check about what this is all really about, this Russian red herring that we've got going here. And quite frankly, it's not just the Democrats. The Republicans have been pushing this for their own particular reasons. They want to have a new Cold War just as badly as the Democrats do. And they're very excited about the fact that Putin has come out, talked about a hypersonic missile, because now we got a hypersonic missile gap. And now we can start getting busy on funding that hypersonic missile gap, says DARPA. We're on it. We got to have more money. Give us some more money. We'll fund that research. That was one thing they were missing, you know, when the Soviet Union collapsed from the weight of communism, imploded on itself because of that system, that we lost a very valuable profit center for the military-industrial complex. Yes, of course, they can make a lot of that up with their surveillance of American cities, and we got a lot to say about that today. I'm going to talk about the artificial intelligence, the black mirror that is really focused on you. I mean, this is stuff that the truth of what is happening, you look at those crazy things out of Black Mirror, they're reflecting what people understand is happening a few years ago. But now it's coming out bit by bit. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about smart cities. That's a big profit center for these people. But they've got to have that intercontinental ballistic missile threat from a nation state to really get the big bucks. Can't lose that. That's a big part of their foundation. So we're going to get to the reality of what's going on with this Russian red herring. Real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Operation Paul Revere Week. our 2018 mega special. And this is very important for our survival as independent media. As we've been talking about all week, we've got YouTube and CNN prodding them, telling them, oh, don't you think you should look at this video? How about bullying and harassment for that? While they're bullying and harassing students and parents from the shooting in Florida. And then going out and contacting advertisers to try to get them to boycott us on YouTube. Well, that's not where we make our money. Where we make our money is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Products for your health and for your free speech. And we've got products that the, if you go to the website, you'll see that almost all of our products in the store are discounted by 30 to 80% as part of this special right now. Here's some examples. We got InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. That is 25-year storable food. It's made in the U.S. It is non-GMO. It's got great packaging. Even after you open it, you can reseal it for keeping it for another couple of days or so. You can get that at 40% off right now. InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. And then here's some of the products that we have that are 50% off. We've got Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense 50, True Whey, that's a True Whey protein, Prebiotic Fiber, that's fiber and probiotics together. And then we have 80% off of some of the apparel as a clearance. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com as part of our Operation Paul Revere Week 2. And this is very important for our survival and really to support free speech. And we're going to have Mike Adams on with us later in the program. He's going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show today. He had his entire channel, Health Ranger, deleted by YouTube. And so we'll be talking to him about that. But let's get back right now to the Russian investigation. As I was saying, we had Christopher Steele now saying that the DNC hack was inside the Democrat Party. See, they're starting to get closer to the truth, aren't they? It wasn't a hack. It was people inside the Democrat Party. And as Kim.com tweeted out a couple of weeks ago, and he's been saying this all along, he said, let me assure you, the DNC hack wasn't even a hack. Kim.com said it. Julian Assange said it. A former Russian, former ambassador from the UK said that. He said, I came here to the United States to get it handed to me by a whistleblower inside the DNC. And Kim.com said that. He said, let me assure you, the DNC hack wasn't even a hack. It was an insider with a memory stick. I know this because I know who did it and why. Special Counsel Mueller is not interested in my evidence. My lawyers wrote to him twice. He never replied. And then he finishes up the tweet saying 360 pounds because President Trump said, hey, 400-pound genius knows what's going on. He goes, no, no, I'm 360. And now, as I've reported before, I've had people from Australia, because people listen to broadcast worldwide, write to me and tell me, shine a light on what our Australian politicians were doing and their connection with the Clintons. And we talked about this before. And now The Hill is even talking about this. Australian diplomat whose tip, supposedly, prompted the FBI's Russia probe has ties to the Clintons. Well, if you believe that this is where it started, but maybe it did. They say this guy, you know, met in a bar with George Papadopoulos, the guy who had inflated his resume, the guy who had been an intern multiple times, and supposedly this Russian expert tipped off the Australian diplomat. Former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer's role in securing $25 million in aid from his country to help the Clinton Foundation fight AIDS. Oh, that's a familiar line, isn't it? Is chronicled in a decade-old government memos archived on the Australian Foreign Ministry's website. Now, it's kind of interesting how this Clinton Foundation is kind of folding real quickly, isn't it? It seems like since Hillary Clinton didn't win, nobody's donating to it. What does that tell you? What does it tell you that the board of directors were, after they incorporated it, began incorporating it, as soon as she didn't win, they started jumping ship like rats running for their lives. The money was initially allocated to the Clinton Foundation, but then later they routed it through an affiliate of the charity known as the Clinton Health Access Initiative. And as Charles Ortel has said many times when he's been on, it's like none of these are legally registered charities. These people could be jailed in any number of states, in any number of countries. France is looking into this. Now we've got some ties into Australia. And this guy, who was a Downer, who is now Australia's ambassador to London, provided the account of a conversation with a Trump campaign advisor. He was an intern. Nobody even knew who this guy was. George Papadopoulos. It became the official reason that the FBI opened the Russian counterintelligence probe. But lawmakers say the FBI didn't tell Congress about Downer, prior connection to the Clinton Foundation. And this is what Jim Jordan says. He said the Clintons' tentacles go everywhere. So that's why it's important. He said, we continue to get new information every week, and it seems that sort of underscores the fact that the FBI hasn't been square with us. Let's play that clip from Jim Jordan.
No, and I would also make sure your viewers know that the New Yorker is known as a left-wing magazine. They've gotten a lot of things wrong. They refuse to make retractions when they do get things wrong. The main takeaway that I would take from this is that you know, stating the obvious that the Russians are trying to interfere with our elections, that was myself and Republicans who warned of that way before the election. So we knew the Russians, what they were up to. But this is nothing new, and that's why people are going a little bit overboard with this, and they're taking things totally out of context. The Russians had an operation against us, but they've always had an operation against the
United States of America. Let's stop it right there, because we're getting close to the break. They have always had an operation. A spy versus spy. I mean, go back to Mad Magazine in the 1960s, right? Everybody is trying to manipulate everybody else's elections. Of course we're trying to manipulate Russia's elections. Of course they're trying to manipulate ours. The question is, was it anything ineffective? And it wasn't. But then we've got Jonathan Turley on the Hill saying, if Andrew McCabe lied, could he be charged like Michael Flynn? See, this is the way that they have overstepped their authority in this investigation. Really criminal. Really, when you look at the double standards here, he points out the Justice Department's Inspector General's report is coming close to being released, and that's really going to be interesting. He said one of the aspects of the reported findings, however, stands out. According to these reports, investigators believe that McCabe misled them about his approval of a leak to the media on the Clinton investigation. Inspector General Michael Horowitz has the authority to refer a matter to criminal investigators. Investigators in cases of false statements or other crimes, and can also refer matters to state bars in case of professional misconduct by lawyers. You know, like Bill Clinton, who got disbarred. But then he points out what happened to Michael Flynn and contrasts this with McCabe. He says, Michael Flynn now faces a prison stint after pleading guilty to a single false statement about a meeting with a Russian diplomat. Flynn did not deny the meeting, which was entirely legal. He denied discussing sanctions with the Russians. Mueller charged him then with lying or misleading federal investigators, and it wasn't even relevant. It wasn't a relevant detail. In the case of Flynn, he's not even denying a criminal allegation. There was nothing particularly uncommon, let alone unlawful, in an incoming national security advisor discussing the issue of sanctions that were the main area of tension with the Russians at the time. But what did McCabe do? Well, he's reportedly denied any intention to mislead investigators on his leaks to the Wall Street Journal. And then Turley points out Comey is also in violation of FBI rules. He removed memos, some of them classified. Now, he could have given those memos to Congress, but instead he gave them to the press. That is a violation of national security laws. Just like Hillary Clinton violated national security laws, and James Comey said he wasn't going to do anything about it. You get the idea? We understand the double standard. We understand the frustration and the anger.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
GOP Senator Thad Cochran, who is the 10th longest serving senator in the chamber's history, is now 80 years old. And if you recall, he has had a lot of health problems in the last year or so. He has now announced that he is going to retire effective April the 1st. So now that seat in Mississippi, currently held by a Republican, is now up for grabs. So it'll be a special election there. Interesting to see what happens in Mississippi. We thought that we had a safe seat in Alabama until the GOP decided that Roy Moore was too anti-establishment to be allowed in. And now we have some breaking news we'll get to later in the show about connections to George Soros. And Doug Jones, the Democrat who beat him. And we'll see if there's any connections between George Soros and Mitch McConnell, because probably the big mistake that was made by Roy Moore was to announce that he was going to take on Mitch McConnell once he got there. He should have been a shoo-in after the election. But to say that he was going to take on Mitch McConnell took him on all of a sudden. Out of nowhere. Me too. That's what happened there. So we'll see what happens in this race in Mississippi. Again, if you want a good candidate, you got to get the good candidate at the primary. And you got to not be fooled by the GOP establishment that will run against their own. I remember when Newt Gingrich ran ads to try to take down Ron Paul in his district, because Ron Paul didn't fall in line with the GOP establishment. They're going to do that. So if we get somebody that's good out of the Mississippi primary instead of just another lobbyist or apparatchik for the GOP establishment, the GOP establishment is going to come for that person just as hard as the Democrats and George Soros. Meanwhile, the Consumer Financial Protection Board, we find, and this is a great story from the Daily Caller, the CFPB headquarters is infested by rats. No, we're not talking about the bureaucrats. We're talking about actual rats, they pointed out. And this is interesting because, you know, they're saying, well, you know, one person had a rat in their trash can. They couldn't get it out and so forth. And so there's a lot of complaints about rats in this luxury accommodation for this sprawling bureaucracy. This is something that was the brainchild of Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. Supposedly, they're there looking after your, protecting all of you consumers, right? No, their main function has been, as part of the Dodd-Frank bill and so forth, their main function has been to shut down small banks that compete with the banks that were allowed to become too big to fail by who? By Bill Clinton. It was Bill Clinton that allowed the massive consolidation of banks that became not only too big to fail, but too big to jail. As they can launder money and get away with it, they can do anything that they wish. And we have seen hundreds upon hundreds. Remember, Drudge used to... for a couple of years after the financial meltdown and after the establishment of Dodd-Frank and this CFPB, Drudge used to put up how many hundreds of small regional banks had folded each year. driven out of the business by excessive regulations from the CFPB. Regulations that the big banks cheer, right? This is the way this all works. You know, I talked yesterday about how YouTube, in terms of this purge that they've got going, is in some respects operating like the anti-competitiveness of all these different organizations. You know, we've got like Home Depot and Lowe's and the hardware business. They've driven out all the mom and pops. And then we have in the office business, we've got Staples and Office Depot. So, you know, we have all of these things that are happening. They drive everybody out. And, well, we got to go to break. But this is what they do every time they come through. This is what was happening with the banks. They had $124 million. Price tag was double the original $55 million estimate. These are luxury accommodations, and this is a agency that is held captive by the big banks. Stay with us. Roger Stone is going to be on the next segment to comment about what happened with Sam Nunberg yesterday and his frustration. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
I'm David Knight. We spent most of the last hour talking about Sam Nunberg, who was had a series of interviews yesterday. Incredibly angry, incredibly frustrated, saying that Mueller is harassing him, that Mueller is trying to use him to get to Roger Stone, to try to set up Roger Stone. He said Roger did absolutely nothing wrong, and we've got Roger Stone on the phone right now. Thank you for joining us, Roger.
David, I'm glad to be here.
Tell us what's going on. I mean, I'm looking at this, and it's just, I can understand his frustration. Because when I looked at this, I said, this looks to me like Howard Beale and Network saying, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. He just had this massive outburst on one show after the other. Tell us, you know him very well. He said you're like a father figure to him. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Sam is a brilliant researcher, writer. He had an early stint on the Trump campaign where I think he did have a impact in trying to help the candidate package and formulate his views. He marches to his own drummer. He was certainly not on TV, you know, in my behest or direction. And he evidently got a document subpoena, meaning they asked you to forward documents that covered Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort, Kellyanne Conway, Corey Lewandowski, Hope Hicks, Roger Stone, among others. His lawyer told my attorney, because as you know, I've run up $500,000 in legal fees due to the House and Senate Intelligence Committee investigations and this bogus lawsuit against me in the District of Columbia claiming that I conspired with Donald Trump and the Russians to hack the DNC emails and give the material to the Russians. Ludicrous. Ridiculous. Absurd. There's no evidence of that whatsoever because it never happened.
They not only destroy your character, but then they come after you with these expensive lawsuits to try to bankrupt you financially.
I think the intent here, by the way, our listeners can go to stonedefensefund.com if they want to help me defray some of these costs. They do threaten to destroy our family. But putting that aside, in the course of Sam's interview with the special counsel, they asked him, point blank, did Roger Stone meet with Julian Assange in 2016? I can answer that right now on InfoWars. The answer is no, and my passport proves it. You can't leave the country and go to London without it being stamped in your passport. And I didn't leave the country at all during 2016. I've never met Julian Assange, never spoken to him. So
and neither did Julian Assange leave the country either. That's another injustice.
That's for sure. So. Yeah. I mean, they're barking up the wrong tree there. I think it upset Sam for some reason. But at the same time, I reiterate that it's not surprising to me, given my long history with Donald Trump as an early campaign staffer and then later, you know, as a personal friend and advisor, that they may want to look at my emails and memos that I've written. I don't have any real problem with that. I don't know of any Russian collusion. I have no involvement or knowledge. I don't know of anyone else who colluded with the Russians. I had no advance notice of the WikiLeaks disclosures on Hillary. I didn't know about the source or the content or the exact timing. I do think it's kind of interesting that all of this is designed to distract from the fact that, A, those disclosures were incredibly damning. They showed Hillary Clinton to be greedy, venal, corrupt, and up to her neck in campaign dirty tricks.
Oh, yeah, that's what they don't want you to see.
And so they want to distract from the content by making a controversy over the source. But more importantly, this is distraction from the fact that we have an emerging set of facts here that indicate that the FBI and the Department of Justice under Barack Obama used what they knew was fabricated evidence from the Hillary Clinton campaign to justify legally the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. That's an abuse of power. That makes Watergate look like small potatoes. They use the power and the authority of the state to spy on one of the two major party nominees for president. Quite clearly a crime, a civil rights violation, among others. So I think all of this is an attempt to distract from that set of crimes. I can say definitively, I know of no Russian collusion, and I really don't have any problems turning over my own emails and communications and memos I wrote, because none of them have anything to do with this.
Well, they're using this to try to revitalize this whole Russian collusion thing, because we had the comments that were made by Sam Nunberg, and then it was reported by mainstream media, Sam Nunberg, they take a clip from him and they says, Mueller thinks that Donald Trump is the Manchurian candidate. And they try to pretend that Nunberg is saying that Donald Trump is the Manchurian candidate, when Nunberg said there is no collusion between Trump and the Russians. He said this investigation by Mueller is a joke. They didn't report that. Instead, they say stunning revelations, and he's not going to talk to Mueller. He's stonewalling. Is the way that they're spinning this.
Well, Sam seemed to be all over the lot. At several points, he said he believed Trump may have done something. Well, what does that mean? I don't know that Sam has any evidence. When they pressed him on it, he didn't have anything solid at all. I mean, look, there is clearly some animus there between the president and Sam Nunberg. I think that's pretty clear. Sam is, you know, it was a cross between Howard Beale and an Andy Kaufman routine. I mean, it was eminently entertaining. Yeah. Sam is a very, very smart guy, and he's clearly got a chip on his shoulder about the way he was treated by the campaign and the way things unfolded.
You know, it's also interesting, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, Christopher Steele is now saying that the quote-unquote hack was now an inside job, but it was an inside job done by Russian agents, not by angry DNC staffers at the way that Hillary had rigged this the primaries against Bernie Sanders. But isn't that interesting that he's now starting to get to the gradually starting to get closer to the truth?
How much clearer could it be that the source of these emails is most likely Seth Rich?
Yeah.
Well, when Julian Assange says in a stunning interview three times, our sources take their life in their hands, they're in great danger, and then he offers a $25,000 reward for information leading to the apprehension of the killers of Seth Rich, he all but says Rich is the source, although his journalistic ethics and the rules of WikiLeaks don't allow him to say it in those words, but I think he makes it pretty clear. I've been following the online effort by Matt Crouch and others to get to the bottom of the Seth Rich murder. This is a political assassination. Seth Rich was not killed in a robbery. Otherwise, why was his watch, his ring, his wallet, and his money all entirely intact?
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, Kim.com hasn't been that tactful about it. He's come right out and said, hey, I can tell them what I know about Seth Rich's murder. We have volunteered to explain all this multiple times to Mueller, and he absolutely refuses to listen to us. He said it was not a hack. It was an inside job. They handed a thumb drive to somebody who was there, which is what we heard from a former British ambassador who was working with WikiLeaks. He said, I went there to get that thumb drive from a disgruntled person inside the DNC.
Well, we also had a large number of counterterrorism experts, Bill Binney and Ray McGovern and others, who say all the evidence indicates that the information was downloaded to a hard drive and taken out the back door. So I still, at this point, don't believe that that they were hacked at all, never mind hacked by the Russians. I think they were hacked by disgruntled Bernie supporters who were upset about the fact that Hillary Clinton was stealing the nomination from Bernie Sanders due to the cheating by the Democratic National Committee and Deborah Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you're talking about Deborah Wasserman Schultz. That's the other big shoe to drop. What's going on with Imran Awan and that whole crime scheme that was operating inside the DNC, and also hacking into the email accounts of other people who were not even a part of the DNC or part of the people they were supposedly hired these unskilled IT workers to run that. That's going to be a big part of the shoot to drop with this investigation as we move forward, isn't it, Roger?
Well, it just seems to me in the case of all of these issues, whether it is the question of ICE, you know, the sale or trafficking of guns to ISIS, or whether it is Uranium One, or whether it is the uses and the origins of the Steele dossier to illegitimately get FISA warrants to spy on the Republican candidate for president, we need an attorney general committed to the rule of law. We need an attorney general committed to explore and prosecute these crimes, and sadly, Jeff Sessions does not seem to be that man.
That's right. He doesn't even look to see whether he's got a valid law for special prosecutors. We don't have any rules for the special prosecution, but it is a persecution. If you want to help Roger Stone, go to stonedefense.com. He needs it.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products.
Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We just had an exclusive interview with Roger Stone, the man that Sam Nunberg said, Mueller is trying to get me to set up Roger Stone. He's trying to dig dirt up on Roger Stone. So Roger, who has known Sam Nunberg for a long time, commented on the on what Sam is going through right now. And I really do feel sorry for the guy. I mean, regardless of what the situation was, I mean, it was quite theatrical, the various interviews that were out there. He has been pushed to the breaking point. And I'm more inclined to believe that it is more than it is alcohol or anything else. I mean, he seemed pretty coherent, except he was saying things that, the things that he was saying were things that people were questioning whether or not he was sober or under the influence of drugs, because they were things that were possibly going to get him in jail, defying Mueller and so forth. But now he says he probably will testify. But to have to go through and comply with this stuff, as Roger's pointing out, the incredible legal fees that he's incurred. And, again, you can contribute to his defense. He needs that because they try to destroy your reputation. They try to destroy, everything about you, including your finances. That's a whole part of this political persecution. And, it's very important that we don't allow them to get away with that. We've got, YouTube and we got CNN trying to use YouTube to shut us down, to try to organize boycotts against us. You know, we've already had Google block people from serving ads on our website or having us serve our ads on other people's websites. You know, we put up ads about health supplements. No, can't do that because that's coming from InfoWars. And that's the way they try to shut you down. But so far, thanks to your help, it hasn't worked. And if you want to help us some more and help yourself, it's a win-win situation, or as Alex says, a 360 win. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, that's what supports this operation and everything that we do. And we have put some major sales through as part of our Operation Paul Revere Week number 2, our 2018 mega special, to support our free press and your free speech, your ability to move things around. Later in the program, in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Mike Adams, who just had YouTube remove his entire channel with thousands of videos on it. Just shut him down. They're doing that to conservatives left and right. And we're going to play a clip for you going back, I guess it was 2.5 months ago. It was Ted Cruz questioning the big three oligarchs, the censorship axis of Silicon Valley, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, questioning them about whether or not they're neutral. Because he made a very important point, and he kind of fired a shot across their bow. But we're going to make that point a little bit more focused. and focus on exactly what he was saying and how they are in the crosshairs later in the program as well. But right now, the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, again, 30 to 80% off of almost all of our products in the store. Here's an example of some of the sales we've got there. We've got InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can freeze this at 40% off right now. You can freeze that price. This is going to last for 25 years, and you can get it at a great sale price right now. Insulate yourself against any kind of price fluctuations in food, as well as be prepared for any kind of a natural disaster that's going to clean out the store shelves in America, where we have such a short supply chain. Also, we have things on 50% sale. We've got Super Male and Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense 50, True Whey, Prebiotic Filter Fiber. That's probiotics as well as fiber products. All of those products, 50% off, and our apparel, we got much of that at 80% off. So take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's, before we go into what's happening in the military budget, and I also want to talk about artificial intelligence. There's a couple of stories up on the Drudge Report, but a couple of other things that have broken in the last week or so that I haven't gotten to in the last couple of days. I want to get into that and put a couple of bookends on Oscars. You know, Oscars, as I pointed out yesterday, they say Oscars so white. Well, it's Oscars so political, Oscars so left, Oscars so racist. I mean, we could have all those things trending. What is not trending is anybody watching the Oscars. It had record low views. But I got a couple of comments to make about that in just a moment as well. But one last thing on the Russians. We just had the BBC report that a former Russian spy and a female companion in critical condition after being exposed to an unidentified substance in Salisbury, England. This guy's name is Sergei Skripal, 66. A 33-year-old woman also was found unconscious. They were on a bench at a shopping center on Sunday afternoon. The eyewitness told BBC, on the bench there was a couple, an older guy and a younger girl. She was sort of leaning in on him. It looked like she had passed out maybe. He was doing some strange hand movements and looking up to the sky. Now, this is a guy that Russia said the UK's MI6 paid $100,000 to expose the identities of Russian intelligence agents working undercover in Europe, which he had been supplying from the 1990s. Skripal and the female are both in intensive care, and a hazmat team has cleaned up the area where the couple were found. And, of course, we've seen this type of thing happening before, right? We've seen a lot of former Russian spies being assassinated in London and so forth. Not unusual. And it's just another reminder of the continual back and forth between Russia. When we look at this Russian investigation, as you heard Devin Nunes saying earlier, this is nothing new. This is spy versus spy. This has been going on since the Cold War. And they were very anxious to revive this. Quite frankly, I think perhaps the Russians were anxious to revive this as well. There are forces inside the Russian government that want to have their military budget expanded, as well as people in the military-industrial complex here. And that's why I think you see people in both parties, not just the Democrats, but also the Republicans, trying to scare everybody about the Russians. But there really is a life or death struggle going on here in a lot of different areas. It doesn't have to be as bad as it is. They don't have to fire up a new arms race, but they want to. Both sides want to. There's forces inside both of these governments that want war that the common people do not want. We don't want to have a arms race. We don't want to have a military war. We're going to be talking about somebody pushing to try to stop autonomous killer robots. That's the other war that is starting up as well. It's not just the nuclear war, but they've got all these different profit centers. You know, while the people sleep, men are scheming new ways to kill us. Chicago wrote that, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? See, nothing has really changed. It's not just the Russians. It's the military establishment that is doing this. And let's take a look at some of this. We've got the largest ever black ops budget. Has now come out of the Trump White House, $81 billion for a black budget. Now, this is something that the Office of Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said, beyond the disclosure of the top-line figure, there will be no disclosure of currently classified NIP budget information because that could harm national security. Can't tell you. Would have to kill you. Think about that. $81 billion. What does Trump want for the wall? 18? We can find a budget for $81 billion, and they won't tell you what they're spending it for. I'll tell you what they're not spending it for. They're not spending it to protect America's borders. And if you don't have border defense, you haven't got a country without borders. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Cartels are using what they call disposable U.S. teens as drug mules. It's a million-dollar bust at the Texas border. This is reported by the Dallas News a few days ago. And the two teens that were here were not DACA recipients, although we have seen, the total is 200 and some odd murders that have been attributed to DACA recipients in the last year. And we have seen reports from individuals who have been busted as part of MS-13. That's a very young drug cartel. They skew to the young side, and they've said, as one of the guys was picked up, he said, yeah, we've been told by the guys who run this in El Salvador, to get these guys across the border. We can take advantage of the DACA program, getting these guys across. And we see the violence in the high schools in Maryland and Long Island and Virginia and elsewhere, where it is, it's Hispanic students for the most part that are the victims of this right now. But just another example of what is happening at the border, how they're wide open, and we cannot get any money to defend our border, not from the Pentagon, not from the White House. Nobody cares. Not going to build that wall. We're going to let the judiciary tell us what we can and cannot do in terms of bringing in refugees. President Trump, as commander-in-chief, doesn't have any say anymore about the security of our country. The judiciary. Lower court judges are going to tell him what to do and what not to do. He needs to do an Andrew Jackson. He needs to say these judges have made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. It is clearly his prerogative to do this. It is clearly his prerogative to protect our border. If the president can send troops into any country for no reason whatsoever without a declaration of war, and this has been going on now in wholesale since September 11th, then why do we need permission from a judge to protect our borders? Why do we need to beg for money? I'm going to give you some examples of this. But first, this million-dollar drug bust, this is a couple of kids. They were speeding. They crashed the car, and border agents found 1,200 pounds of marijuana being smuggled through Brownsville. The driver lost control and crashed, and they said it's worth just under $1 million. And they said juveniles in our community are being exploited. They're making decisions that put themselves at risk, and they don't understand the consequences. Juveniles are viewed as cheap and disposable labor, a means for cartels to push their illicit product. Sometimes the juveniles are the illicit product. We have a lot of human trafficking, a lot of teen prostitution that is being run by these same drug cartels. And to say that we are going to continue to encourage that, that's the Obama effect. Say, we're not going to send any kids home, so send us your kids. You can use them as drug mules. You can use them as child prostitutes. That's fine. Send them on in. We'll pretend that they're coming in unaccompanied, that they made this trip. These, you know, we'll send people like Glenn Beck, a useful propagandist for the system. He'll go down there with teddy bears to hand out to the 8-year-olds who made it all the way across Mexico and Central America because they got a dream to be educated at your expense. As I just pointed out yesterday, this one guy, 37 years in the United States, $361,000 he ripped off Americans with fraud, stole an identity, an American identity, got Social Security payments and a lot of other welfare stuff, but he only got about $10,000 a year. Think about the fact that the average tuition in our public schools is $15,000 a year. Then multiply it by the 800,000 people that we have that we're told are DACA recipients. Or maybe it's 1.8, as President Trump wants to make it. You going to be able to afford your American dream, your home? No, you're not. Because all of that money is coming out of your home budget. Whether you own a home or whether you rent an apartment, you just don't see it itemized if you rent an apartment. They're using the kids. So what is happening with our money? What is happening with the military that we would hope would defend the American borders? You don't have a country if you don't have any borders. Well, as I point out, we got the Trump White House is now sought the largest ever black ops budget, $81 billion, and they're not going to tell you what that is. So they got a record black budget, and they're not going to say anything that's in there. I'll tell you what's not in there, the wall. So $81 billion for a secret budget, but not $18 billion for the wall. Here's another one. Israel, $38 billion was a record amount of military aid given to Israel in 2016. And now you've got Lindsey Graham and others a year and a half later saying this was short-sighted and insufficient and small and we've got to have massive increases. $38 billion for Israel's defense, not $18 billion for our defense of our borders. And finally, we got the Pentagon. And this is by warisboring.com. The Pentagon robbed taxpayers of $16 billion. Gee, if we could just stop that, then we could build the wall, couldn't we? And we could take it out of the Pentagon's budget because they're robbing us of this. And how did they rob us? They point out in the blog, under the law, when a foreign government buys U.S. weapon systems to the Department of Defense, those governments are required to reimburse the department for research, development, and other one-time costs for those systems. But a recent audit by the Government Accountability Office found that the department has waived, the Defense Department has waived $16 billion that it could have recovered for taxpayers on $250 billion worth of weapon systems sold under the Foreign Military Sales Program over a five-year period. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, it's very simple. They have a perverse incentive. What they do is they have the Pentagon goes to one of our allies and does an assessment of what they need for defense. We will tell you what you need, says the Pentagon. And what they need are more U.S. weapons. And so we supply those U.S. weapons. And the Pentagon helps to negotiate the terms of the deal. It notifies Congress of the details. The Pentagon then collects the funds from the foreign buyer, which it then gives to the U.S. supplier in the form of a defense contract. In most of these deals, the Pentagon is the point of contact for maintenance and for spare parts for any U.S. supplied systems. This bureaucracy that helps to make all this happen, the Defense Security Cooperation Agency, is funded from a 3.5% commission on the deals that it negotiates. And this gives them an incentive to sell. And that incentive to sell has to be done by cutting the price. And guess who gets cut out? You, the American taxpayer. Over a five-year period, they have said, just waived the fees that would be the equivalent to what we need to build a wall, for example. $16 billion. $18 billion wall. Don't worry about that. Not necessary. Don't worry about the border of America. That's not necessary either. Right? We got a business to run here. The Pentagon is a business. The military-industrial complex, it is a revolving door. And just to show you how this works, let's take a look at Canada, for example. You know, the export-import bank that we have here in America, on the civilian side, does the same thing the Pentagon is doing here with this budget. And what they do is they will subsidize and loan the money out for foreign countries to get our products. Typically, airplanes that are sold by the big airplane contractors here, Boeing and others. And what they wind up doing is giving them a competitive advantage over domestic carriers because domestic carriers can't get those kind of deals from the export-import bank. So foreign competitors have been able to drive American airline carriers out of business on many routes because they can get airplanes that were subsidized by the federal government that won't subsidize it for our own domestic industry. And you look at Canada. They've got one family that bought a large passenger jet, and that family got $41 million to buy this luxury jet. And now the jet is missing, and the family is missing, and the $41 million is missing, and it came from Canada's state-owned export-import bank, the Export Development Canada, EDC. That's the way the money disappears. And when they get up to a few trillion dollars and somebody starts to pay attention to this corruption, it's time to send a cruise missile through the window of the Pentagon and say it was a hijacked airplane. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Artificial intelligence. Black Mirror. Now, you've probably seen that series. Some of them. It's pretty insightful as to the way technology is going, the way it's going to be applied. And when we look at these stories that are coming up here, you need to understand there's a difference between, when we talk about artificial intelligence, it's kind of muddied sometimes. You know, people talk about the singularity where man and machine merge, or they talk about the machines becoming self-aware. The kind of Terminator scenario, the Skynet scenario, that is generalized artificial intelligence. The singularity and transhumanism, that's, of course, another aspect of it. It's tangential to it as well. But there's generalized artificial intelligence where the machines as Hugo de Garris points out, get godlike intelligence. Now, they're pretty certain, the people who are working on this, pretty certain that's going to happen. I'm not so certain it's going to happen. Well, I'm not going to get into that because I want to focus today on applied artificial intelligence. Because long before we get to a Skynet scenario, if that ever happens, where the machines start to think and they decide, we're going to pull the plug on the humans. Far before we get to that, we're going to have problems with applied artificial intelligence. We basically have the machines that are very, very powerful, but focused on a particular task. And then, of course, they are under the control of a handful of people, one or two people. And you see the problem there is that we've got people who have a tremendous amount of power over everybody else. And every time that happens, regardless of what the technology is, it results in tyranny. And we're starting to see how this happens right now. So I want to take a look at where this is going, the types of structures that they're putting in place here, and who's going to hold that power. Surprise, surprise, Silicon Valley. Those types of people. Artificial intelligence reconstructs whatever you see just by reading a brain scan. Now, this is a new product, project that is coming out of Japan's Advanced Telecommunications Research Institute. And so what they're doing is they're scanning your brain, and then they're reproducing the images that you see. And we've had a lot of very, I would say, dangerous, scary science fiction type of research being funded by these massive brain research projects. Barack Obama gave over $200 million to the BRAIN project. I forget what the acronym stood for, but it's basically a way for them and for DARPA to come in and to read your memories, to see what you are looking at, to selectively erase memories, or to implant memories that you don't have. And of course, DARPA says Defense Advanced Research Projects, don't worry. We're just going to use these robots to help little old ladies across the street, and we want to remove memories because we want to help people who are suffering, soldiers who are suffering from PTSD. Well, you know, there's simpler ways to do that. We have medical marijuana, for example. You don't have to hack into somebody's brain. But of course, the CIA and the American government, the deep state, has been working since the mid-20th century on chemical ways to manipulate people's thoughts and minds and behavior. And now they're working on more sophisticated ways, electronic ways. That should concern you. But the more immediate concern that you need to be concerned about are smart cities. Let me give you an example reported by The Guardian out of the Netherlands. Dutch cities are amassing data on oblivious residents, and they call it, quote-unquote, living laboratories, where you are the rat, and you don't even know that you're being spied upon. Eindhoven, they point out, is a place that visitors, they said, do not realize they're entering a living laboratory. Said a researcher on privacy in the public space. They said that they're going to use this information to profile people, to nudge people. Remember that? Cass Sunstein talking about nudging people. That is about changing public opinion, pushing you in one direction or the other. And that's why the metadata that they collect, that's why in many cases, unless you're somebody that's well-known, they're not going to come after you directly to try to set you up or to investigate you, like they're coming after President Trump. You know, at the moment, as Michael Hayden has said, and we played it many times, they're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people, you know, like President Trump and his transition team that might pose a problem for their power. So they're interested in those interesting people, but they are also interested in the general public. What is the general public thinking? What are they doing? How can we nudge them in one direction or the other? And they can actively target individuals. They call this a smart city experiment. Smart city, you're going to be hearing that a lot. Used to be Agenda 21, then it was the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Now it's smart city. That's the push that everybody has got out there. All these large corporations jumping in to control how and where you live. As I point out, according to Dutch Personal Data Protection Act, people should be notified in advance of data collection and the purpose should be specified. But in this city, as in many other smart cities, this is not the case. He said visitors do not have to worry about their privacy. He said the data is about crowds. It's not about individuals. We often get that comment. Big Brother is watching you. but I prefer to say, Big Brother is helping you. We want you to be safe. Uh-huh. This is the people in Holland and the Netherlands telling you the same lies that Big Brother tells you here in the United States. And, of course, when they say, well, we're not recording we're just getting the metadata. We're not recording all your phone call conversations and all your texts and everything. We're just getting the metadata. That is part of looking at the crowd. They're far more interested in what the collective hive mind thinks than they are about you as an individual, unless you're somebody that is well known that's a problem to them or somebody who has some power. They want to know what the hive mind is thinking. And this is all about pre-crime profiling. Think of Minority Report or profiling people by demographics. We're going to see that here as well. And this goes to the most rapidly expanding part of the surveillance state, geospatial intelligence. I've talked about this many times. Activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. These are all sub-genres of geospatial intelligence. That's where James Clapper hit out for the longest time from the turn of the century. And so they talk about, well, here's some examples of smart cities. You know, when we think about this, we think of Songdo in South Korea or with the IBM control center in Rio de Janeiro. Hundreds of new smart cities in India and Toronto. We've got Google building an entirely new smart neighborhood. Arizona, where Bill Gates plans to build his own smart city. Do you see a pattern here? IBM, Google, Gates. Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. The difference is that now this corrupt, the bosses are coming out from behind the curtain. These guys have been pulling the strings all along are now openly coming out. The mask is coming off. They say city traffic sensors. How many times have we told you this? Pick up your phone's Wi-Fi signal, even if you're not connected to the Wi-Fi network. They register your MAC address. What is a MAC address? That's the unique identifier on every computer. Your phone, your laptop, every one of those has a unique identifier. And once they make that connection to you, it's pretty easy to do that with a phone. Once they make that connection to you, they can track you everywhere. They don't even need to have an implant in your hand. Remember the NSA files that we've talked about many times that were publicized by Der Spiegel in Germany, but not really picked up by the American media, taunting the American consumer, telling us how stupid we are. It was the NSA's version of Mark Zuckerberg calling his users dumb effers. What the NSA did was they said, who thought 1984, and they show the iconic Apple 1984 commercial of woman running with the thing. Who would have thought in 1984, next slide, that this would become Big Brother? And they show Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone. And then the third slide is, and that people would line up to pay for it. And everybody lined up in front of the Apple store to buy their Big Brother device because they don't need to put an implant into your hand if they can get you to put that phone in your pocket and carry it with you everywhere, constantly staring into that little black mirror in your hand to see what's there. That's your constant companion. And they track you everywhere. One person says, well, I don't think it's okay for the city to track its citizens this way. Oh, don't worry. It's not the city so much. The city isn't getting the information in most of these cases. It's being kept, in many of these cases, by the corporations who are now going to become the government. It's been crony capitalism for a long time, and now they're going to start taking the reins. They point out that they can use this to reward people for good behavior. Don't use your car. Cycle, walk, use public transportation. And if you do that, we can save spending 36 million euros on infrastructure stuff. So we reward you if you don't use your car. Got to get you out of that car. They want you locked up in the cities. They want you on foot. They don't want you traveling. If you control the way people move, the way they communicate, the way they shoot, you control the population. Move, communicate, shoot. This is all part of this. And they said, only those who mine the small print and read that will discover that the app creates personal mobility files and that the collected personal data belongs to a company. It's called MobiDoc, or maybe Mob Idiot. Maybe that's the contraction of their bunch of the mob that they treat as their useful idiots. Stay with us. Be right back. I've got more to say about artificial intelligence and smart cities. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block.
In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
I was just telling you about the latest innovations in smart cities in the Netherlands. They're looking at everything that people are doing and they're saying, don't worry, Big Brother is here to help you. We're going to make you safe. We're going to take your privacy, we're going to take your dignity, we're going to take your property, but you'll be safe for the time being, right? You fall for that? Silicon Valley, they say, is calling this permissionless innovation. In other words, they don't get your permission. They don't care if you are, they point out in this city, they say, hey, everybody here is part of a big laboratory experiment and they don't even know it. And you're part of that experiment when they put their driverless cars on the road, endangering you and your family. It's a big experiment. Now, they know it. And the federal government knows it. The federal government that has put thousands of dollars of expensive items on our cars to keep us safe from everything. And then saying, well, we don't really care. When it comes to the Silicon Valley agenda, we're going to shut down all of those safety regulations. And we're going to just let these people experiment on the road. So you're going to be part of their experiment. Not informed about it. Not done with your consent. You will be the lab rat there along with their devices. And we're seeing that people are getting really angry about this. A story that was on the Drudge Report out of the LA Times. Humans slapping and shouting at robot cars in 2 out of 6 DMV crash reports this year. People actually getting out of their cars or running across the street and banging on the autonomous cars because they hate this stuff. And this is actually predicted by Hugo de Garis. He said, you know, when people start to realize where this is really going, we're going to have a big war between the few globalist elitists who control this technology. And he calls them cosmos because he thinks that they're going to do a number like we've seen portrayed in the movies, where they're going to get in near Earth orbit and they're going to withdraw and continue their weapons programs against us. And then the vast majority of us who will be still on Earth, he calls the Terrans. But he calls it the Artelic War, the Artificial Intelligence Wars. As we realize where this is going, as we realize where just the applied artificial intelligence is going, even before the generalized artificial intelligence. And he said it'll turn into gigadeath because these few individuals will have so much power. People are already getting angry about the fact that these corporations are taking things away from them, and they don't realize how bad it is. They don't even see the tip of the iceberg. They get angry with these cars. Because of the way they drive, how slowly they drive and so forth. But if they really saw the big picture of what is happening, this permissionless innovation, as Silicon Valley calls it, They believe that technological progress should not be stifled by public regulations. No public laws, no concern for individual privacy, no concern for individual liberty. Your data belongs to them. And if they control your data and all the information about you, then basically they own you as well. You're their property. You're the property of Facebook and Google and YouTube. You know, when you go there, they sell that advertising. They sell that information. Everything that you do, they're constantly looking at it, and they're selling that information. And these people are doing the same thing in the smart cities. So what they're doing is they're taking this, if you think of it as Facebook, using you as their profit center because you're their slave. They know everything about you, and everything that they know about you, they will sell to somebody else. And then expand this out of cyberspace into actual space, into the cities. That's what we're really talking about here. They've got smart garbage cans. They've got smart street lights. They've got scanner cars that can dispense parking tickets. Oh, and they will be able to dispense speeding tickets or braking tickets if you brake too quickly or whatever. They'll be able to do that on the fly because they're going to have infrastructure to car communication. They're going to have car-to-car communication, and they're going to have infrastructure-to-car communication. The added bonus, they said, of detecting residents with municipal tax debt, according to the privacy regulation of the scanner cars. You know, it's interesting this is happening in Holland, because where this is ultimately leading is these private corporations owning the infrastructure. And this privacy argument first came up in Holland over toll roads. I'll tell you that story when we come back. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
At the top of the hour for our radio listeners, I was talking about continuing with this story in Holland. Looking at the way these smart garbage cans, smart streetlights, smart infrastructure, monitoring everything that everybody is doing. And as I've been talking about, this is the real danger of these self-driving cars. They sell them to you as electric vehicles because everybody loves the idea of a clean vehicle. They don't pay any attention to how the energy is going to be generated. And, of course, the energy generated for these electric vehicles in China and India is so dirty at the power plants because they don't have any regulations there. But don't worry. If we had gone through the Paris Climate Accord that President Trump shut down, if we had bought into that scheme, China and India would have been able to continue to build these dirty power plants that are so dirty that if you have an internal combustion engine in those countries that gets 36 miles per gallon or better, you are cleaner than the electric vehicles that are running off of their dirty power plants. But don't worry about that part. That's the beard to get you interested. Oh, look, these futuristic cars, electric vehicles, isn't that cool? And let's subsidize that, even though only 1% of the people even want to buy it, even if it is subsidized. But the real thing that they're pushing here is a self-driving car that is essentially going to be owned by a few individuals. Uber and Lyft want a monopoly. Their workers are only making $3.30 an hour. But that's too much for them. They don't want to pay them that much. We got Flippy the Burger, the flipping robot, now cooking at Cali Burger at a fast food chain. And because, you know, we're not going to have anybody. We talk about how our jobs are manufacturing based. This is what this is all about, this back and forth of Wall Street through a tariff tirade. And they said it was President Trump throwing a tariff tirade. No, they were the ones who threw the tirade. President Trump is doing something that's going to pay dividends in this election, just like the tax cuts. And Wall Street doesn't want to talk about that. But we go back to this Flippy the Burger. You know, we talk about how we have our jobs exported to China, especially manufacturing jobs. And there they use slave wages. Okay, well, nobody works at slave wages. The cheapest slave wage is a robot. You pay for him once, and you got to give him a little bit of oil and lubrication occasionally. But other than that, it's free at that point. You just amortize the cost. A robot actually means slave. In the Czech language, that's where they first came up with that. So, yeah, that's going to be the slave workers, not in China, but here in America. And just as we've seen for social, service jobs, bringing in cheap labor from third world or Central and South America, we insource the workers, we import them from the third world to take jobs of teenagers here in this country. No, those jobs are going to go to robots. What are we going to do to the other people? Well, we're going to put them on universal basic income. So we got this burger flipping robot called Flippy at Cali Burger. It's actually made by Mizo Robotics. Is that should they call that a Jar Jar burger? Mizo Robot. Just about as obnoxious this concentration of power, in my opinion, and the way that this is being used. I don't have a problem with somebody making a little burger flipping robot. That's a little bit of innovation there. Okay, but where this is headed? When you look at Amazon and others, you have to understand that this is going to be a massive disruptive process. And it's also a process that is taking away our liberty, our privacy, and our ownership, turning us into property. As we look at this situation in Holland, they're talking about the fact they've got these smart garbage cans, smart streetlights, they're scanning all the cars, they're issuing them tickets for parking, for other behavior, and then looking in the database to see if you owe any money to the city. We've always said that. We've always said, hey, you owe some money to the city. They're going to put a lock on your car where you won't be able to move because they're going to control everything. And so then one of the things that The Guardian was concerned about was the fact that the cities were not in control. Who was in control? Well, it'd be these corporations that are running the smart cities, like IBM, Gates, Google. It'll be Ford, GM running your transportation. They're going to rent you the your transportation by the ride. You're not going to own a car. They're going to make sure about that. They're going to give you little incentives to do that. They said when they asked the city to respond a series of questions on these smart projects, out of the 22 questions they asked them, the city said, well, I can only answer five of those because the rest of that data is being kept by the private corporation. And so they say, another unanswered question regards who owns the data that is collected in the public space. See, ownership is equal to control. And if they own all this information about you, they control you. We're going to take a look at the law enforcement aspects of this in New Orleans here. But before I move on, when I looked at this story out of the Netherlands, it reminded me of a story I'd read about 20, 25 years ago. When they were first starting to put the automated toll reading devices in Holland, the people there were very reluctant to do that. They were very protective of their privacy, unlike people in America. And the reason for it was that the Dutch used to love to keep records about everything about everybody, and they didn't really have any sinister motives in it. They just were kind of compulsive about keeping these records on people. And they would do it on little 3x5 cards, like we used to have in the libraries, if you can remember that long ago. They had them packed really tightly in drawer after drawer after drawer, all this information about people, demographic information, and so forth. And when the Nazis came in, they came in so quickly, somebody said, we got to destroy that data. Are they going to know who's going to be their political enemies? They're going to know who the Jews are so they can line, round them up and so forth. And so they went down and they tried to destroy those records, but they're packed so tightly they couldn't get them lit. They were like trying to light a log. They couldn't get them lit before the Nazis got there. They got all that information and they used it to round up the usual suspects for the Nazis. And so they said, we don't want the same thing to happen again with the toll roads. So we don't want these kinds of toll roads. We want to have anonymous toll roads. You know, we stop and you drop the coins in if you're going to have a toll road. I don't want toll roads, period. But they had a privacy issue with it. And they said, don't worry, no problem. They're telling them the same thing now. Here we are. And it's the toll roads. It's the infrastructure that's going to be owned by the corporations. It's the cities that are going to be owned by the corporation. They say the smart city keeps track of the number of young people hanging on the streets, their age, their group, whether they know each other, the atmosphere, whether or not they cause a nuisance. All of these different things they know about everybody. And they get to the point of saying, you know what? A smart city is a privatized city. They look at another city, a City Tech, a company that manages 2,000 parking lots, 30,000 traffic lights, 500,000 lampposts across the Netherlands. It refused to share any information with the municipalities that it collected from its lamppost sensors. Yeah. We're the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists because we've been telling you that they're watching you from the lampposts, from the smart lights and so forth. I've been telling you that a long time. You haven't been listening heavy. Here's one. Palantir. I did a report on Palantir 5 years ago when Snowden stuff started coming out. And they're back in the news in New Orleans. Yeah, James Carville and Mary Madeline. You know, remember James Carville, the Clinton operative, the Democrat, and Mary Madeline, who was working with the Bushes. And everyone's, wow, look at this. They're so totally different. How did they get along with it? It's like as if there is a big difference between the Carters, the Clintons, and the Bushes. But Palantir was this organization that was created, a spinoff out of the people who created PayPal. And they have sold a lot of information to the military where they would basically mine information. And Palantir refers to the Lord of the Rings, those crystal balls that in the Lord of the Rings, the kings would communicate with each other. But then it became a tool of the Dark Lord, and he could not only see who was communicating, but he could look into them. And that's their business, looking into you, data mining. And they're doing it in New Orleans. And even the city government doesn't know anything about it. This is a deal that was brokered by James Carville and the mayor and Palantir. And nobody in New Orleans, nobody on the city council knew anything about this. It's predictive policing technology. Think Minority Report. You know all that stuff I was telling you about Holland, where they're going through, not telling anybody that they're collecting the data. New Orleans, not telling anybody they're collecting the data. Not telling anybody how they're using the data to profile you, to identify you as a criminal. Maybe they're right, or maybe they're not right. You want to roll the dice? You want to be put in the crosshairs of a massive corporate government big brother? That's what's really happening here. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Mike Adams. He's going to tell us how YouTube shut down his channel.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about
caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. It's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us in the studio now is Mike Adams, the latest victim of the YouTube purge. This has been going on for some time, shutting down smaller, lesser-known conservative channels. Now they're working up to shutting down our channel, to shutting down Mike Adams. And we just had YouTube shut down his channel, Health Ranger, on YouTube. And, of course, his website is naturalnews.com. That's where you can go to get information about him and to break the censorship of YouTube. That's not going to work, is it, Mike? Of course, it's going to drive more traffic to your site when they try to do this. Also, you can find books at Natural Health Solutions. And Mike Adams has been a longtime friend of InfoWars. And mainly he's focused on natural health, nutrition, and other things like that. You do get involved on issues of liberty and gun control and things like that.
Absolutely.
But did you get any kind of warning? What was the process like of being flushed down the memory hole by YouTube?
Well, number one, we never monetized YouTube videos ever in the history of our company because we never wanted to depend on Google money or YouTube money.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't hurt us financially at all. The other thing is we already mirrored everything over on Vimeo. So we have 1,900 plus videos on Vimeo.com/HealthRanger.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't really censored anything. And a lot of our mini documentaries were already, you know, copied and posted by other people, which we encourage.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a documentary that was really rising up. It was called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a controversial topic, but we were documenting all the vectors of infertility, of vaccination experiments.
Oh, yeah. Look at
the
Spermageddon, you know, the sperm count.
Absolutely.
You know, for the longest time, we were hearing people say, oh, the birth rates are declining in Western countries because women want jobs, they want a career, they wait till later in life, and then they're not as fertile and so forth. No, we see that it's a sperm rate that is plummeting. So we know there's something in the environment.
We found that there was RNA fragment technology. It's called RNA interference technology that can be put into foods. That causes infertility of certain targeted genotypes, which can target races. It can target black people. And it was written decades ago. It was written up in the New York Times that they wanted to spike the food supply to decrease populations of third world countries. Richard Nixon's science advisor was quoted in that New York Times story. I mean, it's all documented. Anyway,
Oh, and you go back to the beginnings of Planned Parenthood. It was all about getting rid of black people.
Yes.
Keep telling everybody that.
We covered that.
And they say, oh, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists and so forth. And it's like they were open about it. And it was being,
very much.
And you had George Bush's dad, right? You know, the, like the first treasurer of the organization, you know, writing them checks. And it's been part of their family tradition for them and for Gates and so forth ever since.
It really has. Margaret Sanger and all that.
Yeah.
So YouTube wants to silence any conversation that challenges the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
But by doing so, YouTube only proves that they are tyrants, that in effect, they're proving that they're weak. Their position is weak. It's so weak that they can't handle discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true about the left-wing run techno tyrants or, you know, totalitarian techno regimes, technocracy.
Call them a digital dictator.
Yeah, digital dictator. I like that. They're weak because they cannot allow someone to debate, to have a conversation, to mm-hmm. ask questions,
mm-hmm.
because their position is so fragile that it can crumble. It's a house of cards. Someone presents real facts or real reason or logic, mm-hmm. they get censored and banned.
Well, that's a tactic of the left.
Yes.
I mean, and it's a Marxist tactic.
Absolutely.
The Marxist tactic is not to engage you in a discussion, which they could lose, because you're going to present them with evidence. You're going to say, hey, look at North Korea versus South Korea, East Germany versus West Germany, whatever.
Right.
You could destroy them based on just historical facts, okay? So they're not going to get in an argument with you. They will just shut you down. And when Alex put out that they put a third strike on our channel, and he said, they've notified us that they're going to flush our channel down tomorrow. I saw there were thousands of comments on that Twitter, that tweet that he put out. And most of them from the left that were critical were just GIFs that they retweeted, where people are like, you know, shooting a bird or, you know, putting their tongue out or something, because they don't have anything to say.
Right.
It's like when we were protesting, again, going back to Planned Parenthood, we were protesting in front of Planned Parenthood, and we had signs up saying it was, Black Lives Matter, and this is a genocide, a black genocide. They would show up, the Antifa people would show up with just black sheets to cover up our signs.
Right.
They didn't have anything to say in response. They just wanted to cover up what we were saying. And that's what these people on Twitter were doing. And I looked at it, they were saying, well, it's a private company, they do what they want. It's like, okay, then fine. If that's your argument, I'm just going to block you.
Well, as you say, the truth is that the left, they don't have logic or reason or facts on their side, and they don't know history. They
mm-hmm.
they never really study history. They try to revise it from time to time to fit their current narrative, like Ministry of Truth, you know, Winston in mm-hmm. 1984. Mm-hmm. But they don't have any real logic or reason. Their goal is to shut down logic and reason. And think about this. If they shut down my YouTube channel, you know, I'm one of the more thoughtful commentators, you might say, on issues of philosophy and law and science and medicine and so on. But YouTube is happy to keep videos on there that have mindless mobs chanting to kill police. Mm-hmm. No problem with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Or people actually murdering each other. You can look at live shooting videos like cops shooting people or people shooting other people. No problem. People setting themselves on fire. Mm-hmm. YouTube has no problem with that. Even sort of animal cruelty videos are very common on YouTube. You can find them. But for someone to come in and ask a question to say, hey, why are male transgender wrestlers beating up women on the wrestling mat in high school wrestling teams? Oh, that's disallowed. That's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when we look at this, you know, one of the only arguments that I've seen from them that they put up, typically it's just, you know, oh, great. What took them so long and so forth? Cheering censorship.
Right.
And then you've got CNN out there actually pushing it, pushing YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like, what about this? Well, look at this Alex Jones video. Don't you think that's bullying, harassing? As they were harassing and bullying the student and his father, who were saying they were trying to control this discussion. And then they come back with semantics and start to argue. Everybody knows that CNN town hall was rigged, and they've done it many, many times in the past. But coming to the argument, the only argument that I saw anybody make was that Google is a private company and they can do what they want.
Well, except that they are really a public commons because they are the dominant gatekeepers of public discussion. And California even has laws against discrimination based on political bias
mm-hmm.
for common areas. You know,
isn't it interesting what they have done to bakers and to photographers?
Exactly, of course.
And they don't have a monopoly.
Right.
Right.
Right. They say that, they have to compel a baker to make a cake for a gay wedding, that baker has no right to say no mm-hmm. to speech that is compelled upon them. But then they say they have the right to essentially bully an independent channel like InfoWars or the Health Ranger into being obliterated. And consider this. Censorship from YouTube is a form of bullying.
It is.
And yet they say
the irony is
bullying.
It?
Yeah, right. They say you're the bully. We're censoring you because you're a bully. And by that definition, bullying means anything that a leftist doesn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But by censoring you, they are the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
So they are bullying you, but citing you for bullying someone, which you weren't really bullying. You were just bringing up a different point of view.
That's right. And of course, it is not just YouTube. It's Twitter.
It's Facebook.
It's Facebook.
Yep.
They're out there, these digital dictators, these Silicon Solons, you know, they're going to be the surrogates for the government. And that's really what's going on here. And we're going to talk about that surrogacy, and the idea that this is simply a private company. It is not a private company. And I'll give you an example from third party debates when we come back. Talking to Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
With Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, of course, formerly the Health Ranger channel on YouTube, which was just shut down. But as you were pointing out, Mike, you know, people can find all the information at naturalnews.com, and they can even find all the videos that YouTube deleted on Vimeo. Give us the name of that channel on Vimeo.
It's vimeo.com/healthranger.
Okay, great. Easy enough. So you can see all the stuff that YouTube did not want you to see. How about that? That should entice people to go look at your videos.
Yeah.
The stuff that you could call it the Health Ranger, what YouTube didn't want you to see.
You know, it's interesting. All of these attempts at censoring truth and reason just backfire because they expose the tyranny of the left. I mean, the left has now saturated and invaded the culture of YouTube, Google, Facebook, and to some extent Twitter and others. And they believe in totalitarianism. They used to be able to hide behind it for many years by doing shadow banning, which you couldn't really prove. You know, it's like a black box algorithm. Now, because it's out in the open, there's no argument. I've had so many people over the last couple of days texting me, calling me, Skyping me and saying, oh my God, you were right. Like 2 years ago, we thought you were a little bit out there because you said censorship is coming. Now we know you were exactly right. It is here. Wow.
That's right. And that's the other part of this that is very disturbing. It's not just the channels that they're taking down now, banning like yours, but it's also the fact that they're aggressively trying to stop ordinary people from seeing the information or being able to pass that information on to other people. That's the thing that has made the internet such a powerful device. I remember back, if you go back and look at history, the founders as part of the Revolutionary War, they had committees of correspondence where people could, you know, basically bypass, they didn't have to have a newspaper. They could send stuff to each other and they could get the word out really quickly, you know, and so what they're trying to
peer to peer.
Exactly. Yeah. Peer to peer relationship. And they're trying to shut that down. That was what was very powerful about Facebook and so forth. And they're actively trying to, delete that. And we started talking about some of the subjects that you had. Did they give you any particular videos or any kind of warning or?
Well, they went from, zero strikes. I had zero strikes for over 10 years. And they immediately put two strikes on the account, and I'll tell you what video they put a strike on, and then they went from two strikes to terminated. They didn't even go to three strikes.
two strikes and you're out.
Yeah, two strikes and you're out. This is what YouTube did to me.
Wow.
The second strike was for an interview that I did, I think it was 6 years ago, with a very controversial author who had claimed he had written a book that was banned by Amazon, and it was a book about Sandy Hook.
You know, there you go.
It was one of these theories. This guy, I don't agree with all his conclusions, but he said that nobody died at Sandy Hook. So of course, you know, the status quo is like, whoa, what is this? I interviewed him about him being banned on Amazon, you know, because I thought that's news. Who's banning books in this day and age? This is online book burning. So I interviewed him about that. That video sat on YouTube for 6 years, racked up, I don't know how many tens of thousands of views, and they gave me a strike against it on Friday of last Friday.
Well, here's a news flash for YouTube. If you want people to believe that nobody died at Sandy Hook, then do a complete blackout on nobody died at Sandy Hook. Basically, you could defeat this idea. If you don't believe it, you can defeat it in the free marketplace of ideas. But if you are going to go crazy shutting down anybody that questions the official story coming out of Sandy Hook, and let me tell you, anybody that looked at that situation, there was enough phony information coming out of there, just like we've seen with Las Vegas.
A lot of questions,
we should be allowed to question the government. And when you've got YouTube shutting people down for questioning the government, we understand that they're their surrogate censors.
It's even worse than that, though. I also heard from two other channels who had also done interviews with the same author years ago. Their channels received strikes or terminations as well. So it's as if YouTube had designated this author, this controversial author.
Memory hole him.
Right. They're trying to erase him from history anybody who associated with him.
Now, and they can go through and get somebody's voice pattern and just do it like an algorithm.
And of course, you know, YouTube, all of the audio that's in every interview gets automatically transcribed into text, and then the text is keyword searched. So all they have to do is go through and search for any video that mentions Sandy Hook, mm-hmm. and they can just memory hold that mm-hmm. and they can just terminate all the accounts. But along with that, you know, the 1700 videos plus that YouTube terminated were my videos of the donkeys that we rescued. We have wild donkeys on our ranch. We have backyard chickens. We raise, you know, free range, better than organic chickens. Videos about the harmonics of music and healing and natural health, how to prevent diabetes, how to prevent cancer, mm-hmm. 1,000+ videos on just natural health topics. And they wiped all those out too.
Yeah.
You see, they weren't selective
yeah.
about which videos. They just wipe it all out. Even though really thousands of people say that our channel is very valuable and that it actually saves lives, but YouTube doesn't care.
Oh, no, no, absolutely not. Yeah, they're not going to just go through and selectively take out the stuff that they object to politically.
Right.
They're just going to purge you all together. And I've got a clip that's going to come up in the last segment because you've got just this segment, and then you're going to be preparing to host the Alex Jones Show, which follows this one. And I'm going to play, in that final segment, I'm going to play a clip from Ted Cruz back in the middle of January talking to the three oligarchs from Silicon Valley, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, their representatives, talking to them about the legal issues of what they're doing here.
Yeah. Well, I think we need antitrust action. Mm-hmm. against these monopolies, Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We need antitrust action and we need immediate regulation. So part of the government's role with regulation is to simply establish a level playing field, a fair and free marketplace of ideas. I'm against a overly aggressive government regulation that destroys small businesses and destroys farms and everything, like the EPA's, mm-hmm. you know, SWAT style raids on farmers who had a puddle on their land. That's absurd.
Right.
But the proper role of government is to protect individual liberties.
That's right. And the reality, too, we understand as libertarians, is you don't get a monopoly without the government helping you in some way.
That's true,
and they have been actively involved in helping these, Facebook and Google and so forth get up and running, giving them money and so forth. But I look at the example we're talking during the break about what I saw working with the Libertarian Party. And they did it not just to that party. They did it to the Green Party. They did it to any independents. They would give you onerous ballot access requirements, make it very difficult for you to get on the ballot. Never had those requirements for the established Republicans and Democrats. Once you get on the ballot, it's like, great, we're going to be in the debate. No, you're not. And they created a third party, which was operated by the news media outlets in North Carolina, and they would determine who got to be on the debate, and then the government would step back and say, we're not violating your free speech. We've got these surrogate censors out here.
Well, that example demonstrates there's an automatic tendency in the human psyche toward corruption mm-hmm. and toward tribalism and exclusion of dissenting views. And this, what you just mentioned, underscores the importance of having protections for First Amendment free speech rights. Mm-hmm. Because when people are not allowed to speak, you get corruption, you get a loss of abundance, a loss of liberty, and ultimately you get a totalitarian regime like North Korea. Mm-hmm. You know, if YouTube policies of censorship continue, if you look down that spectrum, where does it end up? It goes to North Korea. It goes to former Soviet Union or communist China or modern day
Cuba. You mentioned communist China. That is a perfect example. And what
yes.
communist China is doing is bringing in Apple and Google and exerting their controls. And this is exactly what has already happened here in America.
Absolutely.
We just don't see it in America. You've got the New York Times and other people are talking about how, they've sold out. Apple has sold out and Google has sold out. They don't realize they've already sold out to the American government for those
Isn't
30 pieces
funny?
Of silver, right?
They're not willing to point out that the communist China is like a sandbox for ideas of censorship and totalitarianism that are then applied back in the United States on the American people. And it's happening right now. You know, a couple of years ago, David, when you and I were talking about these things, it was called a conspiracy theory. Today, it is established fact. It happened on Saturday.
That's
you know,
right. It's a reality. It's a reality.
Yeah.
And we understand really what's going on with this. All right. We've got just a few more seconds. And, of course, you can still find Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. And you can also find him at the Vimeo channel. The Health Ranger was shut down on YouTube, but it is alive and operating. Health Ranger on Vimeo. So that's good news. All right, we're going to be right back. Stay with us, and thank you so much, Mike Adams. I'm going to play for you the back and forth with Ted Cruz talking to these digital dictators from the little oligarchs out of Silicon Valley when we come back. There's real legal issues here involved. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I want to plow into all of this.
that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find. It's too late to change.
All right. Maybe crazy, but I may be right. Starting to look like I'm right. I've been telling you for a long time that you're being monitored with all these different things. Remember when they said Alex Jones was crazy because he'd put a post-it over the camera on his monitor? Oh, he must be paranoid. Yeah. Except Zuckerberg does that now, and it's an admitted fact that they're anybody can turn that on. Not just the government. Anybody can hack into your computer and turn that on. They're listening to you. through the infrastructure, a lot of other things, and of course they are enacting censorship from the companies that they have put in power so they can take back control of the internet. As I've pointed out a long time, DARPA's JCR Licklider, the guy who created the concept of the internet, was a psychologist. He wanted control of people. He's working for DARPA. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They've shortened that down to Internet. Took out the galactic part. It sounded too much like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I guess, which came up in the interim. But it is a tool. It was envisioned as a tool of control. Now, we wrested control away from them, at least for a while. They're now trying to take it back. And their surrogates in all this are the big social media companies, the digital dictators that they have chosen. They're surrogate censors, if you will, or their crony censorship. And I've got a clip here that I want to play for you. Ted Cruz, this is Senate testimony from a representative from Twitter, Facebook, and Google, YouTube, actually. And the senators are questioning them. And I want to play Ted Cruz's questioning of them. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of what really funds this operation. It's not the revenue that we get from YouTube or got from YouTube. Now you got CNN out there actively trying to organize boycott with companies that sponsor with us. Hey, did you know that your stuff is airing on InfoWars content? Don't you want to shut that down? You know, that's what I would call a push boycott, just like CNN is so adept at doing push polling. That's what they're trying to organize. But that's not really what funds our operation. What funds our operation are the health products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got them on a massive sale as part of our Operation Paul Revere Week 2018 Mega Special. We've got almost all the products in the store discounted 30 to 80%. Let me tell you some of the discounts. We've got 40% off of InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. We've got 50% off of some of our most popular products, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense 50, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, and we've got 80% off of a lot of apparel. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That is what funds this operation. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, CNN. Try again. We've got listeners. We don't even need Google to serve our ads. They've shut that down as well. Our health product ads, just as we were talking to Mike Adams and had his Natural News Health Ranger. They shut the entire thing down. Even if they had a problem with a commentary, which they shouldn't have in a free market of ideas. Shouldn't have a problem with that. Shouldn't be shutting that down. And that's the essence of this video from Ted Cruz. Give a hat tip to Michael Zimmerman. He found this video. This goes back to the middle of January this year. And it follows the expose by Project Veritas, where they secretly recorded Twitter executives talking about how they shadow ban people, talking about how they use project their political values on other people and shut them down. And the point that you're going to hear Ted Cruz making is that under the Communications Decency Act, the CDA, they either have to operate as a neutral public forum, which means they don't start arbitrarily shutting people down, or they take full control and liability that comes with that control for all the content. So if you want to go in and start selectively shutting down people because of your political bias, which is what they're doing, and what they've been caught on tape admitting to doing, what we are now seeing them doing left, right, up and down the scale to all conservatives. We got Prager University, a kind of very establishment, conservative, typical, not establishment, but they're a conservative organization right down the center. And shutting them down, they got a lawsuit going against Google. But that's really what this is all about. And the basis for coming after them as monopoly. I think there's many different ways that they could be, people could come after them as individuals for torturous interference. But this is what Ted Cruz is asking them. Let's roll that interview and I'll continue to comment as things come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome to each of the witnesses. I'd like to start by asking each of the company representatives a simple question, which is, do you consider your companies to be neutral public fora? Ms. Beckert?
Thank you, Senator.
This is Facebook.
The mission of our company to connect people, we do not look at ideology or politics. We want people to be able to connect and share who they are.
So I'm just looking for a yes or no, whether you consider yourself to be a neutral public forum.
We do not have any policies about political ideology that affect our platform.
Ms. Downs?
Yeah, but they don't like certain news outlets.
Yes, our goal is to design products for everyone, subject to our policies and the limitations they impose on the types of content that people may share on our products.
So you're saying you do consider YouTube to be a neutral public forum?
This is...
Correct. We enforce our policies in a politically neutral way. Certain things are prohibited by our community guidelines, which are spelled out and provided publicly to all of our users.
Mr. Manje?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
This is Twitter.
Well, let me focus for a minute, Mr. Manje. As you know, there have been... several videos that were released in recent weeks that I and a lot of other people find highly troubling. And so I want to give you an opportunity to respond to them. One individual, Abneoff Vadravu, described as a former Twitter software engineer, was captured on video saying the following, quote, "One strategy is to shadow ban, so you have ultimate control. The idea of a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned, because they keep posting and no one sees their content. So they just think that no one is engaging with their content, when in reality, no one is seeing it." Is that a practice that occurs at Twitter?
No, sir, we do not shadow ban users.
It's just a conspiracy theory.
Why would this individual described as a former Twitter software engineer say that?
Thank you for the opportunity to respond, Senator, about this. These folks were caught on video. They weren't speaking on behalf of the company. They were speaking in their personal capacity.
Saying what they did.
We do not shadow ban folks. What we do is if an account is spammy, meaning engaging in malicious automation, we will hide, make it harder for them to be found on our platform.
Who determines that?
That was one of the reasons why the efforts that we saw with the Russian misinformation didn't hit as big a mark as they were hoping for. We were able to stop that in real time.
Anybody that puts out a conservative idea is accused of being a bot. You know that as well as I do.
Twitter content review agent was quoted on video as saying, "On stuff like that, it was more discretion on your viewpoint. I guess how you felt about a particular matter. Yeah, if they said this is, quote, pro-Trump, I don't want it because it offends me, this, that. And I say I ban the whole thing. And it goes over here, and they are like, oh, you know what? I don't like it, too. You know what? Mo's right. Let's go. Let's carry on. What's next?" Is that individual describing a practice that occurs at Twitter?
No, sir. We
they were actually Twitter employees.
Algorithms a way to, if we see an account that is being abusive, that also will be downranked. If they are engaging in targeted abuse against minorities, if they're being, if they're consistently violating our terms of service, but they haven't crossed the line into being suspended, we'll make it less visible. But what we won't do is make your followers will always be able to see you, we ensure that if you go on Twitter in any moment, you can see arguments.
You
want to make sure I'm understanding.
You have their word on it. You can trust them.
Some people who are posting, you'll restrict viewership only to those who are actively following them?
If we believe that they're engaged in malicious automation, if we believe that they're violating the terms of service when it comes to abuse.
So is it your position that the individuals that are subject to this form of censorship are extremist or fringe? Is that what you're telling us?
It depends on the user. I can tell you that this is not something that we hide from the public. This is out in the open. The fact that we will reduce the visibility of tweets that are abusive.
But you don't tell the individuals that you're reducing the visibility of. You just said that.
Well, let me ask, what about Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn? Is she someone you would consider somehow abusive or fringe or otherwise?
Yeah, she's a Republican, of course. She's racist.
Then why did Twitter restrict and censor her announcement video announcing as a candidate for United States Senate?
I want to be very clear about that, sir, and thank you for the question, is that we never...
I love questions like that.
What she did do is advertise on our platform. We do...
Okay, we don't have time, but when Ted Cruz wraps this up, he says, here's the deal. Under the CDA, you can either operate as a neutral public forum, or you're going to take control of this and liability for anything on there. So that's what they're doing. They're taking by censoring people like Mike Adams, like trying to shut down Alex Jones's YouTube channel, they're taking liability for everything.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.